What's your take on what the retail season is going to be like this year?
I think it's going to be spotty and mixed. I think it's going to be slow. And I, you know, it may be like last year, maybe a little bit better, but I think people are very cautious, and they're, you know, they're looking around and they're saying there's too much that doesn't make sense. There's too much that's weird. I think small business feels very uncomfortable about sort of the working environment. Mm-hmm. So I think this is going to be a pretty conservative season. I really do.
Retailers, if they discount heavily, they might increase volume, but their margins go down.
Yeah,
right?
The shoppers are going to be opportunity shoppers.
Yeah.
And they're going to be prepared to walk away. So they're going to want bargains, and they're going to be, it wouldn't surprise me if they're going to be more utilitarian. In other words, you're going to get for your kids things that they really need, as opposed to, you know, sort of luxury items. So I think this is going to be a careful season.
Attorneys general in the 50 states. I've always wondered, by the way, why they always said that. Why did they say attorney generals? But that's what they say, attorneys general. In the 50 states, want to stop some of the major mortgage lenders from foreclosing because they feel the documents aren't correct. I remember you and I were talking about this about a year ago, where some of the documents that would go into a foreclosure hearing weren't there. Yet,
did you see the foreclosures happen. I had this up on the blog a couple of weeks ago. There was a gentleman in Florida who bought a house, very modest house, paid all cash, George. Bank of America foreclosed on him. He didn't have a mortgage, let alone one with Bank of America. Now, those are fraudulent documents, right?
They sure are.
So we've seen cases of people, you know, servicers signing and processing 400 packages of documents in a day, which is impossible. You know, no one could do that.
Tom knows somebody who owns a house, and some people showed up at the house and said, "Get out of my house. I own it." Now, this guy has never been in default at all.
Right.
And he said, "What are you talking about?" Apparently, there's a crooked realtor out there who has been selling houses that they're not even listed.
Right.
Apparently, she goes up to these people and say, "You can't go in there. It's been foreclosed on, but you can look at it from the outside. Make me an offer."
Uh-huh.
And they'll say something ridiculous. She'll take the cash or whatever they do. Most of them don't finance. You can't finance something like that. And she's gone.
Right.
And now they show up and they want their keys.
Right.
And this guy says, "What?" So now he's telling these people, "Get out of here."
Right.
It's amazing.
Right.
So the fraud is rampant. It's all over the place.
Uh-huh. I don't know if you've seen this new documentary, Inside Job. Have you heard about it?
Yeah, I have.
It's really got people going, because one of the things you see is George, there are four kinds of major fraud that we're dealing with, and that's so overwhelming. One is the foreclosure fraud, which is really the back end. But if you and I have talked a lot about the origination fraud, but also there's the servicing and securitization fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's coming out, in fact, that people were taking the same loan and putting it in 10 different security pools without documentation.
Oh.
They're just selling it. Can you imagine? You have a $200,000 mortgage. You sell it to 10 pools. Well, you've got $2 million, you know.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, so
nobody checks. Right? Nobody checks.
I think the system was engineered to do it. And, but there's a fourth kind of fraud, and that's policy fraud. Because for all of this to go on, a very big portion of the residential mortgage market is directly or indirectly guaranteed by the federal government and very heavy regulated. So this kind of systemic fraud can't go on unless the policies are engineered to facilitate it, particularly with the mortgage insurance, FHA, HUD, Ginny Mae, these things. And so, you know, so there are four different levels of fraud. The foreclosure fraud, as outrageous as it is a tiny percent. And so we see, you know, it's good that the attorney generals are organizing to do something about it, but we kind of need them to do something about the origination and securitization fraud.
Gerald Celente has said that he believes the commercial real estate sector is the next to go and go big.
And
I haven't seen it happen yet.
Well, it's quieter because you're talking about a much bigger, more sophisticated professional group of players across the board. But it's really hurting. And you see this because I travel a lot across the country.
I see a lot of empty buildings.
You see a lot of empty buildings.
Yeah.
And you know, those empty buildings are mortgages in pools. And so there's something, and a lot of them into the pension funds. So, you know, the thing, we've seen headlines about it in discussion, but what really hasn't come out is the extent to which we've sold all this paper to the pension funds. And one of the big issues, I don't know if you saw the lawsuit, it's kind of a little circle. PIMCO and the New York Fed are suing Bank of America over the Countrywide mortgages.
That they forced them to buy, they forced them to buy Countrywide,
didn't they? Nobody could. Yeah.
And Merrill Lynch. They said, you got to buy this.
So now imagine you have the banking regulator trying to put back mortgages to one of the companies they regulate and who they forced to buy this portfolio. So it's kind of an absurd situation. But this is the issue, because as more and more of this fraud comes out, all of these packages were organized where the investors have a right to put the mortgages back if they were fraudulently put into the package. And so in theory, if the pension funds and other investors are diligent, we could see hundreds of billions of dollars flying back.
If you could afford it right now, would you buy a house?
No.
You would not? Why not?
No. With one exception, and that is, you know, a house is not an investment, it's a home.
Right.
And the most important thing we need to do to make sure that we're successful in this environment is we need to be healthy. And so having a stable home base that really, you know, where you feel safe and healthy is important. And if you look at what it takes in this day and age, George, to set up something, particularly something where you're doing, you know, you're more resilient, you're more self-sufficient. If you want to do a permaculture thing with your home, that takes time.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so there's a reason, there's a reason to get in. Now, we're watching two things happen. We're watching prices fall. And the way to see what's really happening with housing prices is to measure the prices in gold. So if you price houses in terms of ounces of gold, mm-hmm. you know, the prices are really sliding. Because we see such an incredible sort of loose policies by the central bank, you know, that's holding prices above where they would be otherwise. So we kind of have inflation is taking us one way and the housing market taking the other. My prediction is we're starting to see even the markets where they haven't been coming down, prices coming down, you know, in chunks as people can't sell and can't sell. And I think this January, February, March before the spring season is going to be the real test, because people who've been trying to sell and haven't are really going to have to mark down. The market hasn't cleared yet.
It's being
propped up and it hasn't cleared. And that's the problem we have, because the fraud is so significant. How can you let the market clear? I mean, if you have 10 mortgages on one house, how can the market clear?
Will we ever see mortgages rates at 1% fixed?
You know, I would have said we could never see it this low. So
I think it's going to go lower.
It could. I mean,
they need an impetus to get people to go out and buy.
It's really funny. One of the ways we've had this sort of two-tier economy with insiders and outsiders is what's called the carry trade. So you have the central banks loaning the hedge funds money at 0%, you know, and they go out and buy stocks and it pumps the market. And you've got to be brain dead not to be able to make a fortune, you know, investing with 0% money.